and listener, you got to listen to that on community radio.
Absolutely.
As well.
The greatest place to listen to anything ever.
Yes.
Duh.
Tell me about why you love community radio, my dude.
Oh my gosh. Can I get sad?
Please.
Okay. Well, please. Okay.
Okay. Well, all right. This is content. No, yes.
No, so here's what's going on. So I took a gap year between high school and university because that year was 2020 and I didn't want to go to school. And I mean, I made a different bad decision in that time too, but that's fine. So the next year I go to school and it's similar to SFU here where they do like club days. So like just a swash of people just hanging out, not really doing anything. And, you know, they do the same thing in Lethbridge, but it's way smaller. So it's just like in like a little atrium. And I walk in there and everyone is like either playing Smash Bros or talking about their conservatism or whatever, something lame. But then there's like this corner with a black tablecloth that just says CKXU. And I'm like, it kind of sounds interesting. And I walk up and I'm like, yo, you guys a radio station? They're like, yeah. And I'm like, so what's a guy got to do for a radio show? They're like, show up. And I'm like, oh, okay.
No way.
So I like got involved with their fund drive that year. And then like a couple weeks after the fund drive, I started my own show. And that was November 2021. And here we are, April 2026. Still doing it. I mean, I've been involved with radio in a lot of different ways besides my show since then. Like, I did my show and I did that for a really long time. And then I got disillusioned with life. So I moved overseas and I came back. When I came back, there was a job opening at CKXU. So I was a music director for a time. Music director, volunteer coordinator, production coordinator. I did it all except for sign the checks. Yeah, I just got super involved, just so deep with my community. It was kind of twofold at the time because, well, actually, I'm going to say threefold because one, it's community radio. Two, it's Lethbridge, Alberta, so it's just a really small place. And, like, once you get in with the art scene there, like, it's just the same people all the time. Or, like, if I don't know you, I go, hey, you know Chucky, and you're like, oh, yeah, I know Chucky, and I go way back, right? So it's just really small, and everyone knows each other. So through that, you're able to just create a lot of cool things, and you get really cool people in because I know you, but your sister plays harp, and then, oh, cool, your sister's going to come play harp on the radio next week, like, cool stuff like that. And I just love that, like, spontaneity. And then, yeah, like, going forward, I just got more and more tapped into CKXU in Lethbridge. So smaller community in Lethbridge, smaller school in Lethbridge, just easier to get stuff done, you know what I mean? So I was able to accomplish a lot, we were able to accomplish a lot. You know, this is something that I hold very close to my heart, but it doesn't actually really mean anything. We run one of the most successful fund drive campaigns per capita for our community radio station, which like lights my fire.
It's a huge success.
It's pretty cool.
It's a huge success.
And yeah, I don't know, what I really liked about CKXU, and I still like about CKXU, is there was this old guard that kind of existed, and there's nothing wrong with that, but they were dudes that, like, listened to blues records, and just, like, really living in a time of radio that died in, like, 1979, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And when I got there, I was having so much fun literally plugging in my laptop to the aux and, like, screwing around in GarageBand, or, like, plug my DJ decks in and just start doing something. Something I encourage kids that lived on campus, which I don't know if I was supposed to do this, but I, like, if a kid lived on campus and they're like, man, like, I'm creative, but I just don't have an outlet, I'm like, show up to the radio station at 3 a.m. You can get on air, do your thing, and leave. It's like a performance, but it doesn't have to be there. You can record it. You're good. Got a bunch of people in that way. Just love it, man. It's just do random stuff all the time, all the time. And it's amazing. And the people are great. I've yet to go to a community radio station where over half the staff isn't phenomenal. You know what I mean? I don't know. I just can't say enough good things as I run my nose in the microphone.
I love how you said that it started off sad, and then for the last, like, 2 minutes, you've just been smiling.
Well, okay, wait. So I'm a little tired. I forgot. So it started sad because, like, the only thing I've had, like, continuing through my life since that moment in 2021 is radio.
Yeah.
Right? Like, the people that were in my life, my dog, cat, gone. You know what I mean? Like, okay, my mom's still around. But, like, literally everyone else.
Shout out Jeremy's mom.
Shout out Joanne. Just falls by the wayside. Because that's what happens when you go from the ages of 18 to 23.
Mm-hmm.
A whole lot of growing up that happens there that doesn't necessarily happen in the 4 years prior. And, yeah, like, because of that, a lot of identity crises and a lot of anxiety crises and try this medication, put that medication down. Hey, let's try self-medication, see how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, like,
and it stayed a constant, this creative outlet.
Thank you very much. Stayed this constant of like, okay, things are getting bad. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, what is the point of university? Maybe I will drop out a fourth time. Let's relax. Let's go back to the station. You know, and the fact that the show's weekly, right? Mm-hmm. Just like, it keeps you on a schedule. Yeah. You know, you're never too far from your next show. Mm-hmm. Something I always plan towards, mm-hmm. right? I don't know. Just as someone that struggled with depression and stuff around that conversation, like, it's just nice that, like, it's a place to be. You know what I mean? There's so few places to be that don't cost money.
True.
You know what I mean?
That's true.
Like, even if you're a community member, you still walk in the door.
Yep.
Drink our coffee. We don't care.
Totally. You know what I mean? I think especially when I've had mental health struggles in the past, I realized that I did not prioritize spending time in a safe third place.
Absolutely.
And I think the radio has been one of my favorite third places I've ever come across. And even once I graduate, I'd like to come back as a community member, simply because the energy here between the people is not only consistently positive, but also the commitment to creating art, mm-hmm. either for some people as a creative outlet for, you know, hardship that's going on in their lives, which is amazing. A lot of beautiful art comes out of hardship. Some people just make it because they just love the local scene. Mm-hmm. Some people, you know, there's talk radio, there's music radio, then there's also people that don't have shows at all, and they spend their routine as coming into the station twice a week and just putting on the headphones and listening to music and reviewing it and telling us if the songs are any good and all that.
And those people can't be understated. Like, the homies that just, like, hang, mm-hmm. like, they're the reason that this place really exists. There's only a handful of programmers.
Yeah, the majority of the station. Times.
Like, the majority of the station is just people that are like, yeah,
in the
I
background,
need to sit
yeah.
down. Like,
yep, you know? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And they help with everything from participating in like, journalism, and they're aspiring journalists, and they're, like, helping gather information about current events, to the music department is huge, to helping us with, like, graphic design. And they're just passionate people that want a third place of somewhere they can produce, mm-hmm. without being in academia or in work or whatever. And it's a creative outlet. It's somewhere that people care about what they make, and they're there to be friends, and they're there to be supportive, and it's a routine, it's consistent,
mm-hmm.
And everyone here is welcoming and kind.
Totally.
And I have found that is so important for my mental health, mm-hmm. is to have somewhere consistent where I can go, where I can produce something. Like, it's not just me hanging around and shooting the breeze with buddies, which is obviously also good for mental health, but I can produce something alongside other creatives that are also producing something, and we're there because we value the creative outlet, we mm-hmm. value the mission of the radio, and we value each other.
Totally.
And that is so meaningful to me to be able to come.
Absolutely.
How do you feel about the values of the radio station, or values of like this type of nonprofit, like arts nonprofit?
I think they're awesome. As someone that was involved with, like, a bylaw review back in Lethbridge, not because of anything bad that had happened, but just because we wanted to take a look at things, because there was a lot of staff restructuring going on.
Mm.
And while we didn't really change the values or anything, I just got to work with, like, the fundamentals there. No, I think the values here are awesome. I think the people here that engage with the space are awesome. And I don't mean this in a weird way, but, like, I see in their eyes that they kind of need a place like this. And they're here, and they're doing the thing, and they're just so happy to be doing the thing. Like, heck yeah, man. Like, that's what it's all about, right? Like, we can talk about services people provide. You know, school is a place to enrich yourself. I've enriched myself through those records across many different college radio stations that mean more than any sort of grade I've gotten. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So
you are an amazing volunteer coordinator. From one volunteer coordinator to another.
Listen,
you're
really
good at it.
You do a lot bigger events than I do.
No, but you bring an energy to the room, to the table, to the volunteer orientations, to the outreach events that draws people in, because it's hype. It is welcoming and kind. You've always got a smile on your face when you're welcoming new people in, and you do a really good job of empathizing with people's needs, mm-hmm. I guess. If someone expresses that they want to be creative, or someone expresses that they just like music and they want somewhere to listen to it, or they want friends, or mm-hmm. whatever, you're really good at reading on that.
Totally. Well, I mean, like, that's... Sorry, I don't want to cut you off.
No, please.
Well, I was just going to say, like, that kind of, like, Swiss Army knife of, like, emotional positionality really comes out of the uniqueness of this place. Like, I wouldn't be able to be that kind of volunteer coordinator if I worked for another organization, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like, it's only because, like, we're at this amazing intersection of, like, professionalism and creativity and then, like, producing things mm-hmm. that we're able to, like, okay, you want to be a journalist, great, good news for you, there's three people employed here that are really good journalists, go talk to Jesse, you know, Nicole and Danny. Or, like, okay, you love music, like, you love how the cable goes in to the hole. Great, I got a guy for you. His name's Connor. Cool, yeah. Your whole thing is about how good the saxophone sounds on this one record, and you can't get over how good it sounds on the George Michael record.
Love a good brass section.
Great, just come hang out at a record club, bro. Nice. Like, there's all these avenues, and it's just my job to point people there. Mm-hmm. It's not my job to, like, create things. If I was the volunteer coordinator for Rogers, or, mm-hmm. like, insert crappy company X, I'd be the worst volunteer coordinator of all time, because I wouldn't care about it, first of all. But on the other hand, we couldn't provide anything to these people.
So you do have an amazing ability to connect to people and communicate to them through empathy, all of the opportunities that we have here. Mm-hmm. And you did a similar thing at CKXU. Mm-hmm. I have found that people that are generally really good at things, especially when it comes to people interaction, is that it aligns with a specific set of values that they have. Mm. These things that you're good at, are you just good at them, or do you like doing them too? Well, and I mean, if you love doing them, why?
Yeah, like, it's a huge... What's the word for it? Like,
fulfillment.
I get, like, high. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Okay, like, I get, yeah. like, there's something, I don't know if you get this, Liz, but, like, when I make someone laugh, I'm getting high. You know what I mean? Or, like, if someone, like, there's this double take that happens a lot with freshmen,
okay.
where they'll, like, look at the pamphlet and they're not reading, and I can tell they're not reading because I'm still talking to them, and they're like, oh my gosh, like, what's going on?
Oh, it's a paper.
And then they'll kind of, like, I'll say something, or they'll read something, and they'll kind of look at me and go down there and be like, oh, and, like, yeah. that moment is like, woo, like, we got them, baby.
Yeah,
like,
reel them in.
So on the train, like, that moment
yeah.
gets me so hard. And then on top of that, it's whenever I can see the progression. You know yeah. what I mean? So, like, there's volunteers. I'll just name them, like, Jason, right? Mm-hmm. I was at Jason's orientation, and then I was at his first event, and then I was at the station the first time he got his training. And then I was at the station when he did his first show. And then I was at, like, his next three open mic times. And now he has his own show. It's beautiful.
You're like
the
a proud
system
parent.
Works right there, right? And there's any number of things that happen around the station like that. Something that I'm really hoping to take advantage of with this station is our, like, A&E department,
mm-hmm.
which is already something that we've taken advantage of.
Mm-hmm.
But there's so many opportunities that this place can provide, like, in the community
mm-hmm.
that I think our volunteers need to scoop up.
The annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival is back June 17th to 21st, presented by Service Credit Union. Experience 5 days of music, comedy, art, and much more in diverse venues across Calgary, Alberta. Joining Sled Island's previously announced guest curator, Clipping, is English Chamber Folk Ensemble, Black Country New Road, revered Canadian pop project Homeshake, renowned abstract rapper Billy Woods, LA synth punk's Sextile, fuzzy indie rock outfit Feeble Little Horse, outlandish egg punk group Snooper, lo-fi post-punk duo Sweeping Promises, New York City-based ambient pioneer Laraji, genre-bending dream pop artist Salami Rose Joe Lewis, and many more. Plus, there are over 150 more artists still to be announced. Check out the current lineup and get your passes and tickets at sledisland.com.
No, I don't know. I can't say enough good things about community radio. And it's sucky that, you know, this is going to sound crazy. It's sucky that this beautiful, amazing thing is around radio. Mm. And radio is a thing that is not at the forefront of everyone's minds these days, right? I guess that's what makes it so special in some regard. But, like, you know, if we were... hypothetical different world, and, like, you know, streamers a thing, and we're all streamers, and there's, like, real money in this, you know, that'd be kind of nice. But at the same time, screw that. I love radio. I'm so happy you can't see my face right now. I look like crap.
Oh, no. I think you look great.
Well, here's the thing is that I didn't realize I had to put on clothes today until all my clothes were in bags and suitcases.
Yeah.
And I went, oh, dang.
Yeah. Yeah. I do have some interesting news, by the way, is from a study from July 2025. Mm. There was an audience insights poll done by Abacus Data for campus and community radio listenership. Mm. 1,500 Canadians were randomly polled. With a panel diversity proportional to Canada's demographics, and they were not looking for people that specifically listen to radio. It was a random poll.
Sure.
47% never listen to campus and community radio.
What?
That means 53%.
Check it out. It's not bad.
10% of Canadians regularly listen, and 22% occasionally listen, and occasionally listen means one to two times a week.
150 out of 1,500 people is pretty good.
Yeah,
like 10% listening.
Yeah,
that's pretty solid. You know, I think that's it's an interesting statistic to bring up, because I think as we see local news agencies, local anything just fall by the wayside because there's no money in it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see a lot more people listen to community radio and stuff, I think.
Absolutely.
Over the next few years, just because, like, I even in this gigantic city of Vancouver, I don't know of other independent news outlets, except for that one newspaper that we had out here that one day. It's called like Fresh News or something like that. I don't know. It's just some newspaper. You see what I'm saying, man? Like, there's just not a lot of outlets for it. So I think people are gonna find this too. And I think too, there's a lot of people that are growing resentment around AI and how that's funding their or fueling their music searches.
Community radio is completely human made.
Absolutely, right? So like, as people maybe regret their AI use, they might turn to places like this more music.
That's so true. I mean, CJSF is it's non-commercial. It's diverse.
Always.
It's alternative.
It's definitely alternative.
Our slogan is diverse, independent, yours.
Yes.
DIY.
Love that.
And the programmers are DIY too. We make all our shows.
DIY. Everything's DIY.
Yeah.
I love it here so much. Okay, Liz, I want to ask you a question.
Sure.
If you had to pick one thing about the radio, and you were to hold on to it, like, this is the thing that does it for me.
This does it for me?
Yeah. Because if I may just add on to that, you're a very unique volunteer to me because you have a deep care for, like, dare I say, the governance. Like you care about, like, the back end, and you just started hosting a show.
I am a sucker for efficient administration.
See what I'm saying? Like, you care in a sense, or you care about a thing that not a lot of people probably even think about.
Mm.
So, like, your progression as a volunteer is very interesting to me, and I'm curious to what you have to say.
I care very deeply about the survival of nonprofit, publicly run, public grants for otherwise nonprofit arts and entertainment and culture. And if we are in a post-materialist world, and if we have the ability to, provide areas for creative inspiration and increased literacy and appreciation for music that people can listen to. Do you know how difficult it was to listen to a music 100 years ago?
Yeah.
And now it's so easy. Mm-hmm. And it really scares me how much arts and culture has become, and journalism, especially journalism, has become commercialized.
Mm.
And As a social value of mine, I very strongly believe also in freedom of speech, freedom of journalism, journalistic integrity, and so on. And when things start to be commercialized and people have to answer to shareholders and can't express their opinions or become politically manipulated as an organization, and it's not up to the individual journalist's integrity anymore, or it's not up to the artist if they can make art anymore because they can't, like, they can't afford to live if they just make art or whatever. Mm-hmm. that is so sad to me, and so much beautiful creativity of human souls and the creativity and inspiration of human minds is lost. And we need to protect the spaces that allow individuals and neighborhoods and communities to communicate with each other, express their creativity with each other, and appreciate what each other makes, but also stay informed without being manipulated through commercial interests. And the reason that that translates into me and my nerding out over spreadsheets and loving efficient administration is I want this place to survive and thrive.
Totally.
I see all the passionate programmers. I see all the passionate volunteers that come through and put their headphones on and love listening to the music. And I want to know, how can I best support the maintenance of grants? Mm-hmm. How can I, to make sure that everyone is, it, like the events have enough money, how can I make sure that artists are getting compensated? How can I, you know, help staff that in traditional nonprofit structure, like everyone's wearing a lot of hats. Mm-hmm. Everyone's got a lot of stuff going on. How can I support them and help with like little projects if I can, to make this place great? And just because there are so many values that this station stands for, that I want to make sure that it survives and thrives.
You are so much better spoken than me. You sound like you've had a full night's sleep, first of all. I love that answer.
Yeah.
I really appreciate what you had to say there, Liz. Yeah. I won't lie. You brought up something that I've been doing a lot of research into.
Please.
So I'm just going to throw this at you. It's a little bit out of our lane, but still in the same lane. Have you heard of a platform called Subvert?
No.
Okay. So what this is Bandcamp, but it's co-op.
Okay.
So, like, the artists own the site.
Nice.
So, if you're doing your research and stuff, and you're trying to figure out, like, the sustainability of art, this is, like, a huge thing. I almost joined their board. Not in, like, they have, like, two boards. They have, like, a community board and then, like, the actual board. I wanted to join that board, and then I moved to Vancouver. But I really like what these guys are doing, and they have a really cool Instagram that I no longer see because I don't have Instagram. But, yeah, Subvert. Pretty cool. Pretty, like, far out, and it's also really exciting to see a platform like that take off because one, they have funding, and two, they have the artists on board.
Mm.
So, anyways,
it's inspiring as well to know. Can you send me this?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's inspiring to know as well that initiatives like this are getting funding because people clearly care.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, totally.
I love that.
Yeah, so I don't know if Subvert's off the ground yet, like in an official way, like a band camp, but they're close.
That makes me happy.
So there you go.
That makes me happy.
I love it. I love it so much. Dude, I can't believe, one, we are having this conversation on radio, but two, we are both amazing volunteers that do amazing things for this radio station.
So all true. The time.
We just, dude, and it's not that we're the only ones.
Yep.
Either.
Yep.
We're just, you know, big army over here.
We are.
I think it's fantastic.
I love the people here.
I love all the people.
I love the people here. It's very enriching.
It's very amazing.
Thank you for coming on, Jeremy.
It's my pleasure. I apologize if this was a little nonsensical in points, but I try my best.
That's part of the charm. That's part of the charm of community radio.
I thought you say it's part of my charm. He doesn't know what he's saying.
It's part of Jeremy's charm.
He doesn't
too.
Know what he's saying ever.
No, it's great.
Crazy.
It's so good. It's so good. Thank you so much for coming on.
It's my pleasure.
And we're gonna miss you this summer. So we look forward to having you back.
I won't be that far away. And I'm coming back. So y'all are gonna get sick of me so soon.
We missed you already. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, so thank you for coming on. And dearest listeners, I'm going to have some more music coming up for you. It is Heritage by Urubu, originally U-R-U-B-U, the Overwork remix. So please enjoy it. I love Overwork. I hope you enjoy him too. And everyone say bye, Jeremy. Bye, Jeremy. Thank you.
Good evening, Burnaby.